in honor of Halloween. Happy Halloween, first of all, everyone listening. And hopefully everyone has some decent weather in the United States to cooperate with this evening's trick-or-treating for all the kids, both young and old. I still believe there should be an adult trick-or-treating. There should be like a separate day for adults, adult trick-or-treating. It should be like a national holiday. I don't know, it's just, you know, I've always felt that way. Although we're always going to be kids at heart, you know? And in honor of Halloween, I was thinking, you know, I'd do a little something different with the podcast today and just talk about, especially those traveling in the morning, going to work, or those, you know, depending where you're listening around the world, and you don't celebrate Halloween, and you're just tuning in and wondering what in the heck are these Americans doing celebrating a holiday of giving away free candy. And but the economy's so bad, it's like that could be somebody's lunch right now. I mean, that's how bad it's getting in the United States. It's horrible. That's the truth. And the price of candy, I couldn't believe the price of candy. I remember the price of candy would be like under $5 for a big bag. I'm seeing $22, $28. It's going to be, there's a lot of people talking online on social media and that, and not a lot of people are going to be celebrating Halloween this year. Just because of the budget, people can't afford $22, $25 a bag of candy. And you never know how many kids you're going to have. I mean, I remember throughout my lifetime celebrating holidays and Halloween, and sometimes you'd have a lot of kids and you wouldn't have enough candy. And then sometimes you expect they have all these kids and then you'd end up having like half or not even a third of the kids. And then you end up with all of this leftover candy. And of course the dentists kick in, you know, no matter who you see. And they're like, bring your candy in and free whatever, x-rays or whatever, and yada, yada, yada. And really, I think what really behind it all, what the owners are, the dental groups, what I really think they're doing, I think they're just like piling up the candy and keeping a stash somewhere in their house, and they're just eating it when everybody's not looking, promoting good oral health. But in reality, they're the ones that are the candy junkies. I mean, that's just my firm belief. I mean, I don't know. I've always felt that way. Why collect candy? I don't get it, you know? Oh, okay. Pretend like you are promoting good oral health as a dentist, but in reality, you're a secret chocolate junkie behind the scenes. You're keeping stashes hidden. That's right, in your garage, your basement, like hundreds and hundreds of pounds of candy. I think everybody knows someone who's in the dental group, dental business that's done that throughout your lifetime. Remember that? Bring your treats in, kids, your leftover candy, your candy, and get blah, 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 blah. Now, if you're giving away like a free trip to Disney World, I bet your sweet butt everybody be bringing in. That's right, be bringing in all the rest of their candy for a free ticket to Walt Disney World, you know. But I don't know, it was something like a free toothbrush or something. And I remember as a kid going, that's not worth my stash of candy. I'm sorry, I'm keeping it all for me and none for you. But talking about like Halloween, and I was talking to somebody and earlier, actually talked to him yesterday about Halloween and how their kids, you know, things aren't as great out in the United States. And let's just face it, all of the mass shootings they've had just on like over the weekend, people having Halloween parties and that, and you always gotta have one knucklehead ruin it for everybody, you know what I mean? And get into the spats and the differences, and you know, right to bear arms, and most of them don't even have that right to bear arms, they just like to bear arms, and it just ruins the holidays. It ruins the vibe, it taints the vibe, tarnishes the vibes for the kids, you know? It's really the holidays, especially Halloween, it's really about the kids. Now, if they would dedicate a trick-or-treating for adults holiday, I'm all for it. I've always been all for it, and I think really, you know, somebody needs to get that on the ballot for the next president, is dedicating a Halloween day for Halloween for the kids and an adult Halloween for the next day. I think that would be like appropriate, don't you? But a lot of people I talk to just are not maybe celebrating Halloween this year. They've done other activities over the past weekend, trunk or treat. There's a lot of places that have done trunk or treat where it's a safe place. It's more of during the day where the kids can get, you know, dressed up. Fur babies, there's a lot of trunk or treats for your fur babies because they are part of your forever family. They are your family members. And we should all respect and treat them as such. And that was happening a lot over the weekend, so this past weekend, but not a lot of people are going to be doing Halloween. Weather's crazy, let's face it, global warming. But most importantly, it's just the safety reasons behind it is not feeling safe or comfortable. It's just sad, you know, because I remember Halloween, you know, we didn't worry about mass shootings, things like that. We were worried about who had the biggest, you know, because a lot of people would use the pillowcases, and I always call that cheating because, you know, I think it was all in fairness is that you had to buy your trick-or-treat bag, you know, but you always had those that had the pillowcases, and your reality you think, you know, well, you know, that doesn't look right or that's not fair because, you know, you more or less want to buy your trick-or-treat bag, but now you're older and wiser and you think, I was a mastermind of a kid to go around with a pillowcase because he literally held 10 times more candy than what your little Snoopy, you know, what a 6x6 trick-or-treat bag did, you know? And I mean, let's face it, the pillowcase, you can knock somebody out. You can feel like candy all the way up and knock somebody out. You try to knock somebody out with a little plastic thin 6x6 Snoopy's peanuts or strawberry shortcake, you know, back in the day. Trick-or-treat bag, you try to knock somebody out, you're just knocking the ground out because you're, I mean, you barely even trip over something and the bag touched the ground and the candy would just feel like a pinata explode everywhere. But I really had to worry about mass shootings. And it's sad that kids nowadays in this day and age will never be able to, in my opinion, appreciate normalcy and having a holiday that they could celebrate and not have to worry about what crazy lunatic is going to have an off day and try to play the Wild Wild West, whether it's in a group of 10 people, 5 people, 100 people, it doesn't matter. It's sad in this day and age that we have to eliminate holidays for the kids, you know, because of people, you know. It's sad. But I'm glad to see a lot of people have done the trunk or treat over the weekend and other holiday parties, you know, in a safe environment and not such a large crowd. But those who are going trick-or-treating this evening, I say stay safe. I'm definitely bundled up. Where I live, it's going to be, what, I don't know, 20s maybe? I mean, it's not a joke. Was it 80s? And now it's 20s. And I mean, when you get older, you realize your body cannot, you know, cannot adjust like that. I mean, it's just crazy temperatures. But I was thinking about, you know, Halloween. And there's a lot of times when I was younger is we have our costumes made, you know, making your costumes was being, you know, you were cool if you had your costume made, you know, and in school you have costume contests. I don't even know if they do that anymore. And people would bring like cupcakes and treats, and it was something for the kids to look forward to. And as a young child myself, you know, that's something I look forward to. Is but one year having those at B would help and make a costume. I was a robot, and then another year I believe I was strawberry shortcake. And and then, you know, you get older and stuff, and then the costumes at the store became more popular. And it was just, like, cost more efficient and not as creative. But as far as cost, you know, they weren't that expensive then. So you'd get your trick-or-treat bag, and you'd get to pick out your costume. But you always pick out, I'd always want to be that unique one because I never wanted to dress like everybody else. I have always, I realized throughout my entire life, I've always went by the beat of my own drum. I never liked to follow the norm, so to speak. I like to always to remain original and do my own thing, and I have never steered off that path. I would never change a thing or look back. But I could remember moving in a neighborhood from one small house, moving into a two-story, and the gentleman up the street who would always sing outside, and you could have a bad day and just made it lively, you know, and always just like to make people laugh. You know, he just sing to sing. It wasn't being annoying. It was just lighthearted humor in a way to make people smile and laugh. And you don't know how much you appreciate and you miss having, you know, people like that in your community or village or wherever you live that just brighten your day, especially with so many things nowadays, especially 2023. It's been sad. It's been, you know, unspeakable and definitely unpredictable. That we just need a little bit of humor and laughter and, you know, those in the world to make us smile. And that's the all, I mean, the big reality of it was what we need more is a humor and laughter, and things definitely make us smile. But I'll never forget in this podcast talking about Halloween is just thinking about your favorite candy, you know, your favorite costume, your favorite candy. The most memorable moment you can think of on Halloween. And, you know, now that I'm an older adult and that, I could think of, like, the one candy that it was, like, you know, the ride or die candy where you're, like, you're definitely, you know, you sit down, and that's how we used to do it is, you know, you'd switch off, you know, if you had a sibling or siblings or neighbors or friends that go with you, and, you know, you'd check your candy, and of course, you know, your, you know, parent or, you know, whomever, you know, because love is love. Would check your candy, whether it's your aunt, your grandparent, your parents, your mom, your dad, your sibling, whatever your situation was. Make sure there was no pens and needles, because, you know, things we had to worry about then. But most important, make sure it's not stale. Make sure the candy's not open, you know. And to think about what your favorite candy was, as mine was always like Milky Way. I liked Reese cups back in the day. That was the huge thing, was Reese cups. We're talking before Reese cups decided that they were going to be politically a little bit more healthy and get the non-healthy ingredients out, which I don't care what anybody says, it doesn't taste like a Reese cup anymore. I learned throughout my health journey, throughout my life, that a lot of these candies, which a lot of people don't know, have a lot of wax as an ingredient. We're talking the non-holiday candies. Holiday candies, such as like Halloween is a big one. That's the biggest, you know, holiday for candy, and then falls for Christmas and Easter, things like that. Why they are seasonal candies and they don't last that long and they have to sell them at store level is because the expiration date and what they use to make the candies, the preservatives and things that aren't there, make it to where it has a very short life on the shelf. What does that mean? It means that it expires a lot quicker, 10 times quicker than you would go into the candy aisle and say you got a Hershey bar that's holiday appropriate for Halloween or Christmas or, you know, Easter, and you would go down the candy aisle in any store or, you know, a pharmacy store or whatnot. And it would be totally, if you would take both packages and literally try each piece of candy separately, not only tastes different, but if you look at the expiration is not near as long on holiday themed candy than it is on just regular store shelf. Whether it's a holiday theme packaging or it's a holiday theme promotion, and then you have your regular store bought. You know, I never really appreciated what that meant until my gastroenterologist in Ohio explained to me why I had a sensitivity to some candies. Majority are on the shelf, but if it was a particular candy that I enjoyed, that I was able to consume, I would only be able to enjoy that candy because I felt like, well, it's weird because I'm okay with it around the holidays, but if I buy it after the holidays, you know, on the regular shelf, I have a problem, you know, with consuming the candy, meaning it backfired in my GI tract. And then realizing through gastroenterologists, there's a lot of wax preservatives that keep the candy to where it can sit on the shelf for long periods of time, where the expiration is a good year or so. To where a lot of the holiday themed candies, if not the majority of them, if not all of them now, are very short life. That's why after the holidays, you notice a lot of people go right to the store and buy all the candy up that's on clearance. You wonder why they don't send it back to the company. It's because the shelf life is so short, let's face it. They wouldn't be able to resell it or whatnot without the short, you know, shelf life being like, you know, weeks, if not 2 or 3 months, that's it. To where compared like the regular candy aisle, you know, you're talking a long time. It can sit on the shelf, and if you buy it, you can keep it for a long time, but you realize it doesn't taste the same. Where I'm getting to is, if you notice Reese cups, and I don't care who says this, but they do not taste anything like they used to. I used to like crave Reese cups, and there are certain candies I used to crave, but for whatever reason, I don't crave any of those candies. But I've also noticed, for the reason to be, how they have changed the ingredients to make them more healthy, so to speak, altered the taste completely to where they don't taste like they used to. My favorite candy was Milky Ways and obviously Reese cups, and that was like a ride or die. I wasn't going to trade, you know, that for anything growing up. And of course, growing up, the size of the candy, I mean, let's face it, they went from normal size to dollhouse size. That's what it feels like. It really doesn't look like. And the price is obviously a lot more than, you know, many, many years ago of buying the candy. But, you know, trick or treat was different. I remember the gentleman and the couple that lived on the corner, and they had a son in that, and he was always one to liven up the neighborhood, and you never knew what he was going to sing or, hey, or, you know, or shout out, and how much you appreciate having somebody like that, you know, especially if you're having a bad day or whatnot, and just brighten and liven the neighborhood. And that was the one house, definitely Halloween, look forward to. He did not, I mean, he didn't hold back on the candy for the kids, let's just say. I mean, I believe his house, and there was a couple other houses on the street connecting, they would literally give you the regular size candy bars. We're talking the checkout lane candy bars. And that was like the big thing, you know. As a kid, you know, this is what you're concerned about, look forward to. And then you become adult and you realize the simplicity of life was so simple. And now as an adult, it's so damn difficult, isn't it? You know, the little things that you look forward to, what costume you were going to wear. You didn't want to have the same costume as everybody else. You wanted to be unique or different. And this is just how I went by the beat of my own drum. Although everybody's entitled to, there are some kids that do want to be, you know, Barbie, and everybody else wants to be Barbie, and that's okay too. But I'm looking forward to just going out and in the scary, spooky kind of fun holiday, and looking forward. I mean, we had trick-or-treat 3 hours. We didn't cut an hour. We had 3 hours. Yes, we had enough candy that should possibly last a child or children for the rest of the year. But of course, you know, your child or children, and they're going to hide some candy, which your parent or parents don't see. And that candy's not going to last that long. But, you know, it is what it is. But now it's like cutting back hours, and a lot of states and cities and areas, the smart communities are getting, you know, doing away with trick-or-treating. And it's really sad, you know. It's like, if the kids could see and be part of what it used to be like, how it used to be, you know? Halloween was Halloween. It was 3 hours. You got out of school. It was something forward to. You had the school Halloween parties, you know? Everybody went outside and walked around and got to show off their costumes, and people brought, you know, different kinds of treats for school, and you got home and you met your friends or whatnot, and everybody got together, and you go out and you trick or treat for 3 hours, and you come home, and the worst thing to look forward to is making sure, like, you know, a pen, of course, is serious, but making sure mostly there's no candy unwrapped. And now we're in a society where we go from 3 hours to 2 hours to there's not even hardly any trick or treating going on anywhere. Nobody's really trick or treating. And you have to worry about somebody having an emotionally off day, who has not checked in and needs to get mental health counseling because they're going through emotional issues and problems in their life. And let's face it, what makes people snap isn't the gun that they use. It's their brain that they're not using because they're not getting the proper mental health care or diagnosis or treatment, or let's just face it, help, asking for help that they need. That's what makes society a bad society. Although I don't believe in guns, and that's my view, because you can have a million guns. I said this before, and all it takes is one bullet for somebody to stand behind you, and your million guns are not going to mean anything with someone's one bullet. That's just my opinion. I think they should get rid of guns and get away with the whole thing and build a prison for people who have guns, you know, and you use it, and it's against the law, and you just lock them up. I mean, that's just my opinion. We wouldn't have the problems we would. Maybe we'd have different problems, that's fine, but I mean, let's face it, statistics-wise, it's making it a very scary world we live in, and I'm gonna say 100% honing in on the United States. Well, I mean, today should be a holiday that everyone should be able to enjoy, and not just the kids, but the parents and the loved ones and, you know, friends and whoever and however you celebrate Halloween. And now we have to think about how we're celebrating it, but also how we're going to be safe celebrating it. And if that means not celebrating at all, then most people are okay with that. But the economy didn't help. Not many people are going to go out and spend almost $100, which, face it, at 20 something bucks a bag of candy. And you live in an area where it's, you know, pretty good as far as kids coming out trick-or-treating still. I mean, 3 bags of candy, you know, you're almost at $100. Let's face it, everybody's pinching pennies. So it makes it unfeasible for a lot of people and a lot of families to not be able to pass out candy this year, you know? It's just all around sad. In this podcast, you know, like I said to you, as adults, we have to think about, you know, and remember our good days and memories and happy memories of the holidays, especially Halloween, and, you know, our favorite moments and our favorite candy. And like I said, you know, a neighbor at the corner, you know, it was always fun visiting their house and, you know, walking around with neighborhood, you know, kids that were friends, and having 3 hours of trick-or-treating and making the costumes, and and looking forward to doing something unique. And that's what I look forward to, and going home and, of course, get all the candy out on the table and just, you know, the candy sound. Good Lord, everybody remembers the sound of the candy just out of the trick-or-treat bag. And realizing now if you have kids, you have to do things different, completely different from when you were younger. Because the world is not a good place, and we're getting into a very scary place as time goes on, it's getting downright scary, is we still have to make sure, regardless if you have kids or not, we all have been children at once. You have to make it the best, happiest holiday for all kids, no matter what. Whether you're on a tight budget, you know, you have to think ahead of time as how to be the most creative and have your, you know, dollar go a long way, you know, to bring happiness and to your child or children, you know. Or if you do it for kids, you don't have kids, you know, I like to do things, and this year I'm gonna do something different on social media for kids, you know, and do it for the kids. Something that I know they'll enjoy. I did a preview test run of it last night, and it went over really well. So I'm looking forward to that. But as I say, is we have to change the way that we knew as children, that now we're adults, of what we once knew as the holidays. And remember, it's always about the kids. It's about the kids. Although we're all children at heart, we should also do something nice for ourselves. We have to think about ourselves too, but we have to be creative and we have to do things different. And although it's a sad shame that the way that it is in this world, you know, we still have to proceed ahead and try to do our best to make sure that the kids still have a holiday, you know, and continue on the best we can, you know. But I know I went everywhere on this podcast on the morning of Halloween, and I just wish everyone the happiest and spookiest and funniest and craziest and scariest of holidays. And this is a holiday where you can be whatever you want to be, and nobody should judge and nobody should give a damn. You know, all they're going to be caring about is how much candy you bring back. That's the truth, because you know your parents are going to eat it all by the end of the day. They're going to tell you, they're going to put it up and hide it. But when they do that, kids, you know what they're doing? That's right, when you're sleeping, they're going through the stash. They're going through their stash. That's right. No matter where you hide it, if you hide it underneath your pillow, they're going to go through their stash. So make sure you have a spot where you're going to hide all your goodies, all your favorites, you know, so that parents don't eat it all. But I wish everyone just a great, 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 great evening and the happiest and scariest and spookiest of 2023 Halloween.